Did I say stop saving money? No!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Well, good Saturday morning, everyone, and welcome to the Coach's Corner program here at 9:05 as we welcome you in here on a sunny Saturday. Scott Unash with you. We're going to talk some basketball here on the program coming up through the 9 o'clock hour here today. As usual, let's take a look at what happened last night, a peek ahead of what's coming up today. First of all, last night, boys basketball, one of the games you heard here on KGYM. One of the three overtime games last night on the boys' side in the MVC was Washington beating Kennedy in overtime 61-58. Also last night, Prairie remained the only unbeaten team in the MVC through three games as the Hawks defeated Jefferson 72-62 over at Prairie last night. Linmar upset number one Iowa City West last night, 65-54. Big night for Greg Hall for the Lions last night. You heard this game in the South Gym last night. This one also in overtime. It was Liberty beating City High down at City High, 61-50. Cedar Falls topped Xavier last night, 79-54 up in Cedar Falls. It was Senior big over Hempstead last night, 68-47. And it took two overtimes for Wallert to beat Western Dubuque last night, 62-55. So a lot of close games on the boys' side. WOMAC scores last night. Battle of Unbeatens goes to Maquoketa. They beat Marion last night 61-44. That up in Maquoketa. Center point Urbana gets by Clear Creek Amana 58-53. Vint Shelsburg by one over Benton Community 64-63. Overtime game, Mount Vernon defeats DeWitt Central 77-75. West Delaware big over South Tama 66-32 last night. And Williamsburg beat Independence by a score of 67-59. Eastern Valley over Cedar Valley last night, 71-26. Girls scores. Heard this one last night. Front half of the doubleheader. It was Washington holding off Kennedy, 67-52. Prairie gets the win over Jefferson, 69-32 last night. It was Cedar Falls in a battle of unbeatens, beating Xavier 67-57. Iowa City West top Linmar 67-51. It was Hempstead over Senior 55-37. City High big over Liberty 71-26 last night. It was Western Dubuque topping Dubuque Wallert. That by a score of 49-39 last night. The Marion girls remain unbeaten over Maquoketa, 77-41. CPU over Clear Creek Amana by 20, 61-41. It was Central DeWitt over Mount Vernon, 39-25. Beckman big over Solon, 52-18. Williamsburg gets by Independence, 56-33. Benton Community tops Benton Shelsburg, 49-36. And with South Tama over West Delaware, 49-36 last night. So those were the scores in the MVC and in the WOMAC Conference from last night. Coming up today, boys basketball, we'll have this one for you at 2:30 this afternoon. It will be Jefferson hosting West Des Moines Valley, and that will be over at the Jeff Gym, and that'll be on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Also tonight, Muscatine will be at Prairie, getting underway at 6:30. And a doubleheader, Liberty, will be at Fairfield. The girls' game will start at 4, boys' game at 5:30. Also in girls' basketball tonight, City High will host Muscatine. That actually goes off at 2:30 this afternoon. Wrestling, they continue day two of the Battle of Waterloo coming up at Young Arena today. Linmar Prairie, City High, all involved in that one up there. The Xavier Invitational going off today. Xavier and Marion among the teams over there. You've got Washington and Marion up at the North Lynn Invitational in Troy Mills today, and Jefferson is off to the Southeast Polk Invitational over in Central Iowa today. Men's basketball, we got the Big Four Classic, the final one in Des Moines today. 2:30 on 1600 AM, we got Iowa State and Drake for you. And then tonight on the FMs at 6 o'clock, it'll be Iowa and UNI going at it. That is scheduled for a 6 o'clock start. We'll start that at 5:30 with the pregame. John Wood is at Kirkwood today. Also, Cornell is at Luther. Mount Mercy is at Mid-American Nazarene for a doubleheader today as well. And in women's basketball, it'll be Wisconsin-Platteville at Cornell for a 1 o'clock start today. Bowling Prairie will host their Invitational at Lancer Lanes today at 1 o'clock. Swimming, it'll be the City High Invitational today. Linmar's over at Clinton. And in hockey, Central Illinois is in town to take on the Rough Riders. So a big day today of activities. We'll take a break, come back, talk some basketball with you on the Coach's Corner. So stay with us. More to come right after this.
Get more with McGrath. Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Lindsay. Is this the sale you've got to shop at the McGrath Used Car Campus?
Yes, as in Y-E-S.
Year-end savings, a once-a-year happening in beautiful Hiawatha.
Don't miss over 100 vehicles priced under $10,000.
If you're shopping all-wheel drive and 4x4 weather-ready SUVs and trucks,
get ready for winter driving with McGrath.
Shop Sierra, F-150s, Silverados as low as $11,999.
Shop over 600 SUVs at McGrathAuto.com from $49.99.
Over 100 vehicles under $10,000.
Payments as low as $99 a month? Yes, at McGrath Used Car Campus.
Year-end savings while they last in beautiful Hiawatha.
If your credit is naughty or nice,
no one works harder to help. Year-end savings so big, even Santa's shopping.
And he only drives once a year.
The McGrath Used Car Campus in beautiful Hiawatha.
Minutes from anywhere, I-380 and Boyson Road.
Log on, McGrathAuto.com, click specials.
Ho, 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 get more with McGrath.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
And accepting the award for his department is, Dave.
This award means so much to me and everyone. From the interns we don't pay to the folks in legal handling my harassment suits, one very special person made this award possible, and that's me. Does that play out music?
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Winning teams have one thing in common. A great lineup you can count on to deliver. It's the same with KGYM and Smart FM. When you need solid, smart sports talk, your starting lineup on the gym class is Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, followed by the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. And when you're looking for smart rock, Smart FM features an all-star lineup of Just John, Greg, Rick, Glenn, and Cecily. Smart sports on KGYM and smart rock on Smart FM. A solid lineup to get you through every season.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
There are lots of ads out there for cheap install-it-yourself home security systems, but they may leave you more frustrated than protected. I'm Allie, co-founder of Alarm.com. With Alarm.com systems, a local licensed security expert will professionally design a system to meet your needs. That same team professionally installs your system so it's working on day one. And all Alarm.com systems are professionally monitored 24/7 so you're always protected. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the experts. Visit Alarm.com/smart today. That's Alarm.com/smart.
9:12 back with you, Coach's Corner here on KGYM as we get ready to talk some basketball with you. And we've got basketball and football coming up later on for you. The basketball begins at 2:30 on the FMs. We'll have high school boys basketball. West Des Moines Valley coming over to take on the Jefferson Jayhawks, and we'll have that for you again on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And then at 2:30 on 1600 AM, it'll be Iowa State and Drake at the Big Four Classic, the final one over at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines today. And then at 5:30 on the FMs, it'll be Iowa and UNI going at it from Des Moines. And then at 8 o'clock tonight, it'll be the New Orleans Bowl, which I know that John McCown is very much looking forward to. You don't even know he's playing, do you?
I have no idea.
No idea. It's Middle Tennessee and Appalachian State.
Sounds exciting.
For our people out there. Should be a good game. We're going to start things off talking Kennedy boys basketball here. John McCown, the head coach of the Cougars, joining us here as we were over at Washington last night as the Warriors win in overtime 61-58 over the Cougars. It came down to the last moment, but like you said, when you came in here today, one for the turnovers might not have had that moment. So
Yeah, exactly.
That's basketball, right?
Yeah, you have to control what you can control, and that's what we talk about. You know, we don't ever talk about a 50-50 call, and if it would have just went our way, you know, we talk about the things that we need to take care of. I thought we made the right play at the end and got into the right defense. It just didn't work out for us, but it was us turning the ball over 19 times. It was not quite getting into our set plays when we had to in the half court. It wasn't getting some clean rebounds, so you know, we have a lot of things that we need to take care of, but, you know, that's why it's December. You know, we have a long way to go.
Long way to go. I guess the good part is, looking at the positives, yeah, you had an 8-point lead in the second half, and guys were executing well to get that lead on the road in a tough environment. It was a great environment last night.
Yeah, it was a fun environment last night. Anytime we play inner city games, you know, it brings a few more people out, and the gyms are loud, and it means a lot to, you know, the people that have played at Wash, played at Kennedy. It means a lot to the kids that are there now, both the students on the floor and off the floor. So it just makes for wonderful environments, and we get to do that 6 or 8 times a year. So it's, you know, it's a lot of fun. Every game we've played this year, we've got off to pretty good starts and, you know, then played a little bit different after we get those leads. So, you know, we're an inexperienced team. You know, we lost a 3-year point guard in Jackson Foley, who would kind of always right the ship when things went bad. So we're trying to figure out who that person is, or the combination of those people, to control the tempo when we need to. But, you know, getting off to good starts and having leads, you know, that's a good problem to work from.
Yeah, it is. And several guys, I thought, stepped up pretty big last night. First half, Tyler Andrews did a really nice job, punctuated with a heck of a dunk in that game. And then Jack Wetzel had his usual stat-stuffing game last night. And, boy, he's off to just a tremendous start this year.
You know, Jack's our most experienced guy. He's got like 40 varsity games under his belt. So, you know, he looks the most comfortable on the offensive side, understands the timing. And then even the guys that played last year have shifted positions, you know, to fit what this year's team needs. So it's not completely starting over, but it's starting over a little bit, because what they're playing is a much higher volume shooting, volume touching, so in minutes. So they're still trying to figure that out. And, you know, Tyler had a great second quarter, and he's had really good spurts all year. And then he's going to be special when we get him playing, you know, all 32 minutes and not just a quarter here and a quarter there. But they all, you know, they come with great attitudes every day. They work on the little things. But at some point, you just need to get that game experience. And that's kind of where we're at right now. So now we can go back today and we can look at the film and say, you know, in practice, we're doing it this way. In games, we cut the corner a little bit last night, especially in, you know, front and the cutters, and Wash runs a nice motion. They cut hard and they kept getting across our face. So then that would break down the defense. So, you know, just small little things are going to make a huge difference.
Right. And you mentioned this team, you lost Jackson Foley. You had, of course, Jack Wetzel coming back, still only a junior. But Andrews is new to the program. You got guys like Dreho stepping into the lineup now that had some playing time last year, but not a ton of playing time last year. And you have that with a lot of the guys this year. But, you know, that's kind of the way it is in basketball.
It is. You know, that's why, you know, you continue to press that practice is so important, even if you're not getting game minutes, so you're ready. You know, and Trey Sheets is in the starting lineup, and he's doing a nice job, but just trying to, you know, figure out exactly where his role is. And Caleb Schlake's coming off the bench for us. You know, he had a little bit of an injury early in the year, and he played 7 games last year, but now he's playing more extended minutes. And Zach stepped into the starting role the last 2 games and did a wonderful job at East and did a really good job last night. And we probably overplayed him. You know, he had ACL surgery at the end of last year, so he didn't get any offseason. And he played over 30 minutes at East, and he won't ever tell you he's tired or, you know, needs a little bit of a break. But I think we probably overplayed him this week. And Grant Griffin's, you know, figuring out how to try to, you know, take on some of that Jackson Foley role. You know, and Ben Keister's in the starting lineup, and, you know, that's a different role for him. And then how does he fit, and how does he make everybody better? You know, he's our best leader on the floor, you know, on and off the floor. He's just a wonderful leader and getting everybody in the right spots. And then, you know, Cole Werling, Tommy Vanek, Noah Glady, you know, Michael Gallagher played some extended minutes last night, played really well,
had the
well
first
too.
Quarter of his life.
Yeah, 9 points, and, you know, when he threw that last one in, he said he knew it was going in. So, but, you know, Mike's such a great energy guy and defensive guy. Anything he gives to us on offense is just a huge bonus. And, you know, his teammates got him 2 great shots to right when he came in the game, and he made them both. And, you know, that was a big reason we extended that lead in the first half. And the fun part about this team is it's kind of somebody different each night. And but we got to recognize, you know, how to get each other shots and not just get ourselves shots right now.
Right. And, well, defense, I know you hang your hat on and pride yourself on it. And so far this year, what are your thoughts about the defense coming along?
That'd be a good way to put it. We're a long way away. But You know, we've also played some really good individually offensive guys, and when we play defense, how we feel we should play defense, it takes all five guys being in the exact right spot all the time. And you know, like we were talking about last night, you know, just letting cutters front you or you know come in front of your face, you know, breaks us down. Tuesday nights, it was Tyrese Nicholson, you know, getting to the rim and getting to the foul line. We were fouling a little too much on his penetration. So it's small things, but they make a big difference. Then now we have guys sitting on the bench with foul trouble. We're putting people to the line too much. You know, but we're close. We're really close.
Yeah, and it's a work in progress. It's a long season, and we're still only in mid-December, so plenty of time to work on it.
It is, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. The game last night, it's, anytime you get city teams like that, you know it's going to be just a back-and-forth battle, and the kids know each other. They played against each other since third and fourth grade, so you know that just adds to the intensity out there.
It does. It adds to the intensity, the excitement, to what it matters. It's not just a win and a loss. You know, it's bragging rights for the next couple months until we get to see them again. But it adds a different dimension. You have to game plan just a little bit more for those city teams. You have to add more of a game plan in because they do know the strengths and weaknesses of each other so well. So, you know, it adds a different dimension. But, you know, I thought our guys from a mental standpoint were really ready to go and locked in. And, you know, just for some reason right now we're getting a little bit tight with leads. You know, we played a lot better once we got behind. So, which is kind of different. But, you know, it was the same way at East. Once we got behind, we took a breath and relaxed and just kind of played and loosened up a little bit. So, we need a few more games, but, you know, it's something we got to watch and learn from.
All right. And, well, you got behind, I think you were ahead eight, then got down five and could have folded the tent, but the guys hung in there and you tied it up, made a good comeback. I thought your pressing defense worked really well and you got some length to throw at the opponents.
Yep. You know, we should have done it in the first half. You know, as you sit back as a coach, we make a ton of mistakes as coaches also, and we should have pressed in the first half. We talked about it. It was part of the game plan, but we wanted to do it off free throws, and we only got to the line one time in the first half, and that was the first play of the game. So it really didn't allow us to get into it. Maybe we should have done it off made baskets in the second quarter to try to change the tempo, but, you know, we were down four, and Wash had the ball with a minute to go, and we sent it to overtime, so you know, the huge positives in that of just, you know, playing together, being able to, you know, run a little bit of a 1-3-1 to try to get our hands on some balls and speed them up and finish some free throws to take it to overtime.
All right. And well, and you played a little extended minutes this week, double overtime on Tuesday night and just a single overtime last night. But, you know, kids are resilient, though. Other than Tyler, he had a little bit of a cramping issue there toward the end of the ball game. Other than that, I think the kids came through really well.
Yeah, kids are they're pretty tough. You know, we practice 2 hours a day, and we only play, you know, 32 actual minutes. There's a little bit in between when the ball's out of bounds. But, you know, as long as you practice hard for 2 hours, the overtime shouldn't be a big deal. I think it's more mentally wearing, you know, than anything else. So, our Wednesday practice was pretty light after a double overtime on the road, and then Thursday was really good and intense, and I thought they played with good intensity and effort last night also. So they can do a lot more than than we think most of the time.
Well, how big was that win on Tuesday night up at East? You saw a great performance, certainly, but a lot of guys fouling out, and you guys end up winning by a point in double overtime.
You know, it was good for us. We talk about we need more minutes, and, you know, I guess that's a good way to look at it. We've got an extra quarter and a half this week that we got to play. So any win in this league this year is going to be huge. You know, I saw you guys were talking about last night that Prairie's the only undefeated team in the conference right now, and that's amazing because we're only, you know, 3-4 games into the conference season. So the conference is really tough. It's always been tough. The 5 years I've been here, it's been unbelievably tough. But there's been a definite upper middle and maybe a bottom team. And this year, I don't think there is a bottom team. You know, well, even last year, City High, you know, was at the bottom, but they beat the state champion in Cedar Falls. So in that first conference game of the year, so this conference gets you ready for tournaments, and I think that's why we've had a lot of success in the in the postseason, not just at Kennedy, but throughout the rest of the conference, because every night, you know, last night's a sub-state game type feel and atmosphere and how much the kids wanted it. And we get to do that 18 times throughout the year. And then the other three games, depending on what coaches want to do, you schedule tough teams, then you get 21 games that are just like tournament time. And so you'll be ready when the postseason comes.
All right, and that's the name of the game, certainly. And you're talking about the extended conference this year with 18 games. So you only had to find three non-conferences. And you had Davenport North to start things off. And I know you're going to play down at the Cell Center. And you get to play one of the rare Central Iowa games. So
yeah, it's tough to get them on your schedule.
I'd like to see more of them. I think all the coaches would like to see more of that, though.
And I think the CIML coaches would, too. Talking with them, it's just a scheduling nightmare for them. Their ADs put them in a 21-game conference schedule. It's an easy trip to Des Moines and over here for them to play us and us to play them. So hopefully in the future we'll be able to loosen it up and play a few more CIML teams. Johnson got out of one of their conference games, so we're going to play them in the Cell Center. And we also just picked up Linmar as a non-conference game too. Both of us needed a game, you know, and you get that inner city feel, and they're good teams. And you know, for us, it gets a little bit tough, too, because if you want to find good competition and you can't play Des Moines and the MAC schools get filled up pretty quick, then you got to go to, you know, Sioux City maybe to find a like-sized school. And then you're talking about $2,500 to play a game, you know, and that's a big part of our budget. So, you know, hopefully we can get this figured out in the near future. With Tyler running that Wells Fargo shootout, it really helps a lot because that draws people to Cedar Rapids.
Yeah, and you get a good opponent too.
Yeah.
And you get a good atmosphere to play on.
Right, and, you know, we'll probably have sub-state games there again. So, you know, we really wanted to play two games down there this year to, you know, maybe have a little bit more of an advantage of being in there.
Right, and I guess the good news is, you know, it's 2-2 start. You've led in all four games. So plenty of positives, I think, at this juncture as you get ready for Tuesday night.
Yeah, you know, as coaches, when we sat down and we talked about the season, we all really agreed on that we will learn more and get better in our first seven games here before Christmas, or six games before Christmas, than, you know, the growth we will the rest of the year being an inexperienced team. And we've learned a lot about our teams. You know, our team as coaches, we learned a lot about our kids individually, how they act in those moments. Because you could play 100 games in the summer. It's not like playing at Wash on a Friday night. You know, you just can't mimic that stuff. And when the scoreboard's on, it's a lot different. And in the summer, a lot of times the scoreboard's on, but it doesn't mean anything. Now it means something. It's sub-state seeding. It's the state's looking at it for what pods to put you in, for conference championship races, for setting yourself up to hopefully get a bye in the first round of the sub-state time. So there's huge meanings to these games, and so we act a little bit different. We act different as coaches, you know, we act different as players. So the growth that we're showing each night has been great. When we learn how to sustain good basketball, you know, we don't have to play great basketball. We just got to play good basketball and play to our strengths. I think we're going to be a really, really good basketball team. When that's going to happen, you know, I hope next week. You know, but realistically, as a coach, it's going to be after Christmas. You know, we're not going to sustain 32-minute game and feel really good about everything until after Christmas.
Well, this league, and we were talking about it before we went on the air here, crazy good from top to bottom. Maybe the most depth I've ever seen, and that goes with the two new teams coming in, with Western Dubuque and Liberty off to good starts. Liberty, I think, 4-1 right now, but just the kids are getting faster and stronger. They're getting better. They're more talented. And it seems like every team's got at least two or three guys you really got to concentrate on.
It does, and they're different. You know, we have to guard the three-point line so much now, which gives up, you know, dribble drive lanes. And kids are shooting 40, you know, some are right now, especially early in the season, over 50% from the three-point line. And if they're scoring at that high of a rate, you have to close out extremely different on them, and then you have to help behind them a lot different. And, you know, kids play around and above the rim. It's different. You know, it's a lot different. And the speed they can get the ball down the floor, there's just there's no chance for a break. And when kids go from, you know, the sophomore to the varsity level, I think that's the most surprising part is if you're not extremely focused in between whistles, you're going to get taken advantage of because you're not going to recognize what they're doing. And if you don't recognize another team's action before it happens, we have no chance. And, you know, we run into that a lot right now where, you know, screens will catch us by surprise a little bit, or we'll be looking the wrong way and they'll catch us with a screen on the other side. Now we're two steps behind somebody that's a really good athlete and we have no chance. And that's a big part of our foul problem right now is we're just not recognizing and communicating the action quite soon enough.
Yeah, and things to work on. Certainly. And how about the program right now? Happy where it is? Good numbers again this year?
Yeah, we have great numbers. We started with 114, 9 through 12, and then, you know, a lot of them figure out that it's just not going to work in their schedules, but we're still over 90. The freshman level, they're off to a great start. Ben Struss and Chris Garrels, both their teams are playing really well, having a lot of fun. And they have the worst job. The freshman team has the worst jobs in the world. They have to do morning practices. So they're 5:30 to 7:30 every day that they don't have a game before school just to have enough gym time with those 45 kids. And they're doing a great job. And Drew Heitland and Stan Hughes are doing the sophomores. And they're 2-2 also right now. And they're doing a wonderful job. They lost their first two and looked a little rough at times, and they've looked a lot better the last two nights out there, and they've won two in a row. And then helping me out, Ben Ethier's doing a wonderful job and keeping us organized all the time. And Larry Williams and Jeff Rubis, who've been there since, you know, maybe the start of basketball at Kennedy. You know, they're the guys that have been through it all.
Don't make Rubis too old because
same time
classmate.
but they just bleed Kennedy basketball, and to hear their passion every day in practice, not just in the games, but in practice, it spills over to the kids, and they start understanding what it truly means to play for Kennedy basketball. And you can't have that unless you got guys that have been through it for a long time, and they have, and they know all the alumni, and they keep them involved, and it brings a much bigger meaning every single day.
Two home games next week after two on the road last week, and we'll be over there on Tuesday against Xavier, and another inner-city rivalry, and then you just add more with 42nd Street. And it's been a good rivalry over the last few years in all the sports. It's really a fun and neat environment there, and I think you'll let us in the gym. I'm not sure Jody's going to let us in the gym. That might be the harder part, but we'll see.
Yeah, for sure. This is your last chance. And then we're going to find some new play-by-play guys. But no, we appreciate having you guys out there. I know that the families that cannot make it absolutely love it. It keeps them connected and feel the excitement of the game. You know, you listened to that on the radio last night. There had to be times where they couldn't hear you because, you know, that atmosphere was wonderful. Tuesday will be the same, you know, with Xavier. They'll bring a ton of students over, and there will be a lot of alumni back. You know, that's what I love about this last week. The colleges are done, and the alumni are back, and they get to see the team for the first time and remember what it was like and be a part of it. And, you know, we'll have some of them come in during practice and just share some special things about Kennedy so our kids don't forget to enjoy every single moment. Because once they're done with high school, you know, very few of them will ever be able to perform in an atmosphere like they get to in high school. So they got to remember, win or loss, just sit back and enjoy it a little bit. You know, it's, you put in a lot of time to be in this spot, to be in the pressure situation. You know, don't forget to enjoy it, because it'd be a miserable life if you didn't.
Well, Xavier, good basketball team too. And now Moses is in there, and Quinn Schulte, and the rest of those guys. And it's a formidable group that Ryan has.
Yeah, they have wonderful athletes, great multi-sport athletes, and then some really good basketball players mixed in with them. And they always play to each other's strengths, so it makes them a tough out for sure.
Yeah, and that'll be coming up on Tuesday night. Then it'll be Jefferson, and I think that's a doubleheader as well, coming up next Friday over at Kennedy, and then getting into the holidays right there. So we'll let you get to practice and make them better, and we'll see you on Tuesday night over at Kennedy.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
All right. Take a break, come back, and talk some more basketball with you. We'll talk some Prairie Girls basketball after this here in the Coach's Corner on KGYM.
Diamond earrings have bombshell beauty, yet everyday ease. They are equally comfortable, adding a touch of glamour to a formal gown or fitting in with your favorite jeans. Hertin and Stocker Jewelers understands this beautiful contradiction about diamond stud earrings. So they carry all sizes, in white gold, platinum, and yellow gold. And because they've been helping people find just the right pair for so many years, the best thing they offer might just be their advice. Whether it's a pair for you or a gift for someone you think is rather special, there is just no wrong time for diamond earrings from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. So come see what's sparkling in those fancy new windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City. Then, step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
December is truck month at Brown's West Branch. Come in and save over $12,000 on a shiny new Ram. It's the perfect time of year to wrap one up. You'll also save now on pre-owned trucks at Brown's West Branch. And you'll get $300 in truck accessories when you purchase any truck 2009 and newer. Don't miss these fantastic savings during December Truck Month at Brown's West Branch. And remember, Brown's is the home of the no-pressure sales team, so you can look around comfortably any day of the week. You don't have to wait for Sunday. Instead, spend it building a snowman with the kids or watching the game on the couch. Wander the lot at Brown's West Branch, unbothered anytime. Come in today and save over $12,000 on a new Ram. See dealer for details. Brown's West Branch, just off I-80 at the West Branch exit. Part of the Browns family of dealerships. See them online at 4browns.com. The number 4browns.com.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. Take advantage of new low prices on STP oil, starting at $16.99 for a 5-quart jug of STP conventional motor oil. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
You know, Trey, this time of year is tough.
Why is that, Mike?
Because there's not enough time to keep up with all the football and basketball drama. You know, I lean toward football.
Well, maybe because you live and breathe football or because you played in the NFL. I mean, those are wild guesses I'm taking.
Nope. Because footballs look like giant California almonds, and I love California almonds.
I did not see that coming.
They're packed with 6 grams of energy, giving protein, and they're easy to take on the go.
That's probably why football is America's favorite sport.
So grab a handful of California almonds and own every day of the season.
One of Central Iowa's top boys basketball programs comes east this Saturday afternoon here on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Udash. Join Phil Dunneby Saturday afternoon at 2:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM as West Des Moines Valley takes on the Jefferson Jayhawks. Valley is off to another very good start to their season and faces a talented Jayhawk squad looking for a statement win. That's boys high school basketball, West Des Moines Valley at Jefferson. Saturday afternoon at 2:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM. .937, back with you on the Coach's Corner here in KGYM. Basketball coming up later on, beginning at 2:30. We'll have the boys game between Jefferson and Valley, and that'll be on 107.5, 106.3 FM, 1600 AM. We'll have Iowa State and Drake from Wells Fargo for the Big Four Classic. And then at 5:30, 107.5, 106.3 FM, we'll have UNI and Iowa going at it at that time. And then football after that. Tonight, football interspersed from ESPN throughout the day as well. 3 bowl games getting the slate underway. Josh Bentley here, the girls basketball coach for the Prairie Hawks. And Prairie off a win last night over the Jefferson Jayhawks in the West Side battle, 69-32, as the Hawks get their third straight win last night. And always good to go into a weekend off a victory, isn't it?
Always nice. Thanks for having me.
You bet. And, you know, Jefferson's a young team, certainly, and not a lot of experience for Jason over there right now, but you still got to play the game, and it's still an interstate city battle, and he still had to go on the road last night.
Yeah, you know, they came out and played really hard. Coach Edwards does a great job with them. He's so positive with them. He's so calm with them. He keeps them competing. You know, I think, like you said, they had a couple kids not go out this year for whatever reason, but those kids were moved up, thrown into a tough situation, and they've responded. They play really hard. They compete really hard. They never quit all the way through the whole game. So we kind of talked to our team about being ready, being focused. They have good size. You know, Hawkins and Watkins gave us some problems inside for a while there. So it's just a nice game, and like you said, inner city game. Competition-wise, they're always up, and you've got to match that, especially going on the road.
Yeah, and you happy with the way the girls played last night?
Yeah, I mean, it's always nice to win. We'll get into Fillmore, and I'll make sure to find something that we need to work on. But they probably don't hear enough. But they're a special group. They're a good group to coach. You know, their parents and community support that they get and provide for us as a staff is huge. So I couldn't be more proud of them, but it's our job to find something to keep working on. And there's a lot to work on right now.
A lot to work on, but good starting point with those three guards that you have right now, and Sarah Schmidt and Sid McCray and Mallory McDermott. And boy, they're just, like you said, they're a special group out there, and you get two of them back for one more year, but still to have them as a solidifying force back there has got to feel good.
It really does. You know, they've played so much basketball together in the season, out of the season now. The leadership that they bring is probably more valuable than just their scoring. They get so much credit for that scoring. But I don't think people understand how much the ball is in one of their hands and what the decisions they make, the involvement. They get everybody involved throughout the game and the little things that they do communicating. You know, Sarah gets a lot of credit for her offensive skills, but she guards the best person every night defensively. And we really have challenged her this year, not just to be a good defender for our team, but be one in the conference. So those three really get things started for us. But then you have Quinn Deal, a senior for us, three-year varsity player. Rachel Kilpatrick's a three-year starter for us. And those two just, they can guard one through five. It allows us to do a lot of different things defensively. Then offensively, they work on their game. They're solid out to 16 feet comfortably now. And then you come off the bench. Now we've got McKenna Monk, who's a three-year varsity player. Jenna Leggett, who's in her second year as a varsity player now. And then we have a sophomore, Haley Cooper, who had a really nice game last night, starting to come in with some confidence, starting to grow a little bit. So really our core is nice, and those three kids kind of keep it moving forward. But the supporting cast is really important to us and what we're trying to do for a program moving forward.
Yeah, and you can't overlook what Quinn Deal and Rachel Kilpatrick do. Rachel can step out, like you said, and hit that jumper, can even hit some three-pointers if you need it. And I know people were talking about just the progress that Quinn has made from junior season to senior season over the summer. And people saw kind of a light go on, and I'm sure you saw that go on as well.
Yeah, Quinn's a great kid. All of our kids are 4.0. She's very intelligent, very smart. But the light that you talk about is just this confidence she has now. I think she believes that she belongs there. I think she trusts her moves. She goes over both shoulders confidently. She steps out. One thing that I think that really has impressed me about her, and she's starting to show more and more people, is her passing skills. She makes great decisions with the ball. It allows us to move her around offensively and kind of, if we want to slide into a five out, we can. If we want to slide into a pick and roll game, we can. So she's really grown as a person and confidence in herself. And I think she understands that her teammates and us as a coaching staff have confidence in her. And then Rachel, Rachel's guarded for 3 years, one through five. I think last year she had to guard the Daniels kid from Xavier. And I think that was a challenge for her. But one that we showed her as a staff that we trust her. And anytime you play against Caitlin Daniels, you've got to have your head on, because she's going to just take advantage of any mistake that you make defensively. So those two kids are valuable to our program and probably don't get enough recognition that they deserve.
Well, and like you said, it's an experienced group, and going into this league, experience is a great thing to have, and you know that they have seen it all before, and there's nothing that's going to surprise them on the court.
Yeah, you know, when you look at our two losses, 4 points I think we've lost by combined this year. They've never panicked. They've never, a defeat is never fun, but they just came back to work, and they understand that it's a day-by-day process, and we're going to get better on Monday, and then we're going to play Tuesday, and then we're going to get better Wednesday. You know, it's that journey that you're on, and to get to February, the late February there, to be playing at your best, to understand, to be prepared. These kids get that now. I think they're teaching that to our younger kids that we have, practicing with us now and dressing with us. So hopefully it just kind of keeps building and moving through our program, because we have a special group going through right now, and I'm just fortunate and humble to be their coach.
Yeah, and you learn things. It's a learning process, and you had two tough losses in there, one that we had over at Marion at Coe College, and then the conference opener down at West, and two just experienced teams going at it, locking horns, and, if a couple things go the other way, I mean, you guys could be on the other end of it.
Yeah, we could. I don't know what I did to Rocky about scheduling two defending state champs back-to-back on the road, or our first eight of our first nine games on the road, but I think he's just trying to challenge us. But, like Coach McCowan said, there's so many things that go on in a game. You can't focus on one play or one decision or one thing that happened. There's so many things, and I really think playing a team like Marion and then a team like Iowa City West that are well-coached, experienced, you know, champions, we can look back and learn from that. You know, if you pull that game out, do you really focus on the things that you did well too much, or do you learn from the mistakes that you made? And I think that's one thing. And then defeat, you look at the mistakes you made, and you grow and you continue to improve. And I think our girls have handled that well. They're not happy or satisfied about losing, but they understand that it's part of that process. It's part of the growth, and we're going to control and try to fix what we can fix.
Right, and well, and it's going to help you too, playing somebody like Marion in the non-conference. It's helped you in the past, and it's certainly going to help this year, I know.
Yeah, our non-conference schedule, you know, you play Marion. We traveled first game of the year down to Muscatine, who's well-coached, as a Division I player in the Garcia kid. Tess Rogers is down there still as a senior coming back off an ACL. And then we play Davenport North, who got a couple transfers in this year. They got a 6'4" kid, and then a point guard from UT to go along with their experienced team that they returned from last year. So our non-conference slate is challenging. We play quality opponents night in, night out in the MVC, and then we step out and still play that. And all of that is, you know, I keep saying it, it's part of that journey, part of that continuing growth and moving forward, so that when we get to February, we give ourselves a chance to be able to compete and give ourselves a chance to, you know, win, be successful.
Do you know where the white uniforms are? Because you get to use them Tuesday night.
They might look like our gray uniforms. They've got too much dust on them, probably. Yeah, we're pretty excited to be back home finally. I think the girls are looking forward to that opportunity. You know, it's been a long time since we've been home. So, but we'll dust them off. We'll get them out. I'm sure we'll have a great crowd out there supporting us. Student section and parents and community have probably been waiting and wondering where we've been. But our boys are doing a nice job entertaining the home crowd and getting them ready. And, you know, we'll dust them off and come and hopefully put on a good show.
Yeah, and Liberty will come up, and Jamie will bring the Bolts up. And I think that's going to be a fun, I think, a nice rivalry getting started, because North Liberty is so close, butts right up there to the college community. Yep. And it's kind of a natural thing.
I think you're right. She's doing a great job down there already. We were able to see her in an early scrimmage earlier this year. She's got a young team, but they play hard. She's got talent coming. We had the opportunity to talk a little bit about her young kids coming. She's going to do a great job down there, and I think you're right. We're going to hopefully develop a rivalry that the communities can get behind, can kind of grow, and every time we meet, you know, bring out a decent crowd for everything, and kind of one that hopefully we can be successful in. But it's always good for the kids and communities to have a nice rivalry, and you know, Jamie being involved and being in, you know, Iowa, you know, basically celebrity that she is, she's going to bring an entourage with her, so that's good for us anytime we get to play.
Helps out. And going back to the guards, Sarah's made her college plans known. Mallory already has selected her college. Sid's still in the process there. And you're seeing that since Sarah and Mallory have already got that decision behind them, things getting easier for them now without that pressure?
I think so. I think they're just kind of relaxed and playing. You know, they did the work. They earned the recognition and the respect that they got out on the recruiting trail, that, you know, Sarah's already done, signed. Mallory's very comfortable with her commitment to Western Illinois. So she's just relaxing and playing. And I think their college coaches are getting two good kids that are going to bring a lot more than just basketball players. They're going to bring something to those universities that they can be proud of. And wherever Sydney decides to go, I mean, somebody's getting a special kid there. That kid is very special, very unique in her just process and daily approach to what she does and how she goes about things. And she's one that pressure doesn't get to her. She's going to make her decision when she's ready to make her decision. And right now she's enjoying the season and enjoying playing with her teammates. You know, we lose four seniors after this year. So we're going to enjoy this time together. And I think that's really the approach these three are taking, is they're just enjoying the time together right now and not allowing pressure to bother them.
Yeah, and I think it's a pretty close-knit group, too, for the girls. They get along real well.
They do. You know, in coaching girls, you sometimes get into where there can be conflict and stuff, and I'm by no means an expert with young ladies and understanding how and what makes them tick and how they work. But this is a real great time to be the head coach here, just because they get along so well. We don't have the feuding, the fighting. They're connected. They laugh, they joke, they hang out and have team nights together and make posters and whatever else young kids do at houses. And you know, you talk to parents and they're like, oh, yeah, the team was over here and then the team was over here. They go out to eat after games. Just very well connected, a great group of kids. The parents did a fantastic job raising these kids and understanding the part of being a team. You know, not everybody plays, not everybody scores, but they're all part of the team and have a role, and that's just a special thing to be a part of.
Yeah, and how's the program looking for you right now and numbers-wise and everything at the lower levels?
Our numbers are a little low, 9-12 probably. I think we're around 25 our last count. Our junior high has real nice numbers. Our seventh grade has about 43. I think our eighth grade has about 35 right now. So we have some nice young kids coming in our junior high programs, good young coaches down there. And then we have a veteran coach. Steve Dozier is down there coaching his daughter in seventh grade.
He reminds me of that every time I see him.
I'm sure it does. But no, it's nice to have him in the program and helping with those young kids. There's a lot of talent coming up there. We've added a new freshman coach this year, Hale Rickles, from Solon originally. He's doing a great job with our young kids, being patient with them, working on skills and development with them and getting them to compete. We slid up Scott Leggett from the freshman to our JV level. And I just don't know. That man never is in a bad mood. He's the most positive, upbeat man I know, and he's just very patient with the kids. And his assistant is Katie Jackson, who you know, is great for our staff, brings a lot of that tough and grit and you know, talks to the girls and can be very direct with the girls, and they respect that and respond to that. And then we all know the Hall of Famer, as you call him, Steve Stumpf. That man's probably forgotten more basketball than I've seen. So just a great resource to have. He's been by my side now for this our fifth year, and I couldn't thank him enough.
Yeah, and a good group right there. And yeah, you mentioned the big elephant in the room as far as girls basketball, and we're just hearing more and more of it. 9 through 12 is just the low numbers, and it's everybody's problem. It's school wide, it's conference wide, it's statewide, it's across the board, and however you want to put it, but it's a problem.
It really is. You know, you sit here, Coach McCowan says he's got 114 kids. I'd love to have some of them put a wig on. We'll let you play. You know, to be honest, it's I don't know what it is. We talk about it at our coaches clinic. We've got a coach right now collecting data on numbers and trying to figure out what we can do. We've just struggled with it. And we talk about multi-sport athletes. If kids want to play club volleyball or club softball or do different things, give us an opportunity. We'll work with you there. We want you to if that's your main focus, we'll support that. But we'd also like to use your athleticism and the qualities that you bring as a person and a player to our program. And we can work through all that other stuff together. We just want to have numbers. We want to have an opportunity for you to be part of another team and compete. So those are things that we're constantly talking about. And then as a coaches council at Prairie, we're talking about how to keep numbers up and how to increase and get multi-sports. So I think it's something we're going to continue working on. We're always open to suggestions and ideas. But, yeah, it's just a sad thing right now. You know, what basketball has meant to me, but also girls basketball in the state of Iowa and what the history is that they have, to see it in this situation number-wise is really frustrating and sad.
Oh, well, and you guys are taking the right attitude in the right direction too. Just got to do some thinking about it, and if it takes cooperation and working with others, then that's what it's going to be. But, yeah, too much tradition to have it have it turn in this direction. So
yep, exactly.
We hope that's not going to be the case anyway. And we got Liberty on Tuesday, and then we'll see you over at Wash on Friday. So it's another big week for
it's
you
a,
guys.
It's a huge week, especially going with finals and going into Christmas. You know, like you said, Liberty's coming up, young, energetic team. They're going to just compete. They're going to get after it. Jamie's going to have them ready to go. Then you go over to Wash, and that man, they're good. Coach James does a great job with them. You know, Riley, it seems like she's been playing for 8 years, her and Sammy Mia, but, they're good kids. They work hard. They play hard. You know, you got Trimper in the lineup there. I think Mitovoski, I think she's back now. I think she had appendicitis attack and she's back. And then they got that, freshman. I'm going to butcher her last name.
Stalky.
She's a talented kid. So, just a good team, well coached. They're going to be fired up, ready to play. We got to go on the road, but like you said earlier, we should be used to that. We've played enough on the road, and we've played against quality teams. It's just about respecting them and understanding they're protecting their home floor. They're a very talented team, so we need to do the work and prepare ourselves. But before we get to that Friday game, we've got to take care of business, get better Monday, so we can be prepared for Liberty on Tuesday.
All right, and that's the first thing, one at a time, as they always say right there. So some good basketball coming up. And, yeah, we're looking forward to the game on Friday night. That should be a lot of fun because I think it's going to be an up-and-down affair.
I think so. There's potential for it. They get after you and try to hurry you up. And We just got to make sure we take care of the ball. They'll kill you off the turnovers. I think last night at one point I was following Jeff Johnson on Twitter, and I think he said Kennedy at one point had like 16 points and 17 turnovers. So they're a good team. They, like you said, in the MVC you see something different every night, and they're going to bring that at you, and hopefully we can give you a good show and do our part. But first we got to get better and keep working and grinding and take care of Liberty and compete there and see what happens, and then we'll have 2 days of prep for them.
Yeah, that'll be good. And we'll see you on Friday over in Washington.
Fantastic. I appreciate what you guys do.
Yeah, appreciate it. And Josh, thanks. And that's going to wrap things up for the Coach's Corner here on this Saturday morning. And we've got basketball coming up later on at 2:30 for you. It'll be Jefferson hosting West Des Moines Valley in boys play. That'll be on 107.5 and 106.3 FM coming up at that time. Thanks for listening to the Coach's Corner. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you at Jefferson later on today.
Hey, I'm Clark. I work at the drugstore, and I hate my job. People are always asking me these annoying questions like, will this soap dry my skin out? Can you unlock the razor case? Will you please ring me up? I'm not like a soap-having ring-up keymaster wizard, okay? Just buy all your bathroom stuff at DollarShaveClub.com. They'll deliver all your bathroom stuff so you don't have to come to my store and bother me when I'm trying to text my girlfriend's friend.
Right now, get our three most popular grooming products and our best razor for just $5. Only at DollarShaveClub.com/radio. That's DollarShaveClub.com/radio.
Getting knocked down on the football field makes you tough. But getting back up makes you tougher. At Goodyear, we call that determination. A willingness to put in more hours, more reps, and more heart to reach a bar that's sky high. Because the Goodyear blimp doesn't show up for just anybody. So don't be just anybody. Be blimp worthy. Goodyear, more driven.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. And our free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help you do something about that check engine light. If your light is on, the Fix Finder can help you find the likely cause for free, helping you save time and money down the road. And right now, we got great low prices on Lucas Complete Fuel Treatment at only $4.99 and Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer at only $10.99. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent lightning storm. Here to describe the event, a TV tray.
I was watching football and holding a plate of meatloaf when kabam! A bolt of lightning slams into the apartment, blowing out the TV and surround sound.
Anything you could have done to help?
Ma'am, I'm a foldable table, not an electrician.
Your TV tray can't help you in a lightning storm, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Kevin Kugler here from Sunday Night Football on Westwood One. Rod Woodson and I will have the call as the 11-2 Los Angeles Rams host the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. The Rams are undefeated at the LA Coliseum and look to move closer to a first-round bye with another home win. The Eagles need a victory to keep their playoff hopes alive. Join us and hear the NFL all season from Westwood One.
NFL Sunday Night Football. The LA Rams host the Philadelphia Eagles Sunday night at 6:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. And our free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help you do something about that check engine light. If your light is on, the Fix Finder can help you find the likely cause for free, helping you save time and money down the road. And right now, we got great low prices on Lucas Complete Fuel Treatment at only $4.99 and Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer at only $10.99. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
All across Iowa, you might notice people really smiling.
Good hit, way to go!
Really laughing. Really living.
So good to see you, Grandma.
That's because more Iowans choose Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield for their health insurance. Our members know they can count on us to be with them when they need us most. Having that peace of mind gives them the freedom to enjoy every moment life gives them to help them live to the fullest. So it's no wonder Wellmark members smile so much. Learn more at Wellmark.com.
Sports and music. Always a great combination. At the game, you have the marching band and the pep band to set the mood.